This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Cabato is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, president of the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy. Today is a very significant day in the history of Buffalo's fireboat. Larry, tell us about it.
Good morning, Susan and Brian. Thanks for having me on. Today is Edward M. Cotter Day. On March 24th, 1900 is the day that the keel was laid for the Edward M. Cotter in Port, New Jersey, Crescent Shipyard. And today is the day that we're celebrating the actual 125th anniversary. This could be punctuated by a special Cotter Icebreaker IPA being brewed by Bill Metzger, the owner of Gene McCarthy. So we'll have a press conference today at noon. And we're all looking forward to kicking off our capital campaign for the 125th season and enjoying some beer.
Well, hey, that's great and a great way to celebrate the Cotter. Do you think that they had any idea that the Cotter would be here 125 years later, or anything even close to it?
That's a good question, Brian. Anybody that builds something wonders how long that they'll be, you know, in service. And some of the best things have really stood the test of time, and I think the Edward M. Cotter is one of those things.
We were talking about it earlier this morning, Larry. I mean, 125 years is a long time. We can't think of another business or organization locally that's been around that long. And it's not like it's just a floating museum or something. It's actively working as an icebreaker and fireboat.
That's correct, Susan. We just benefited from the icebreaker breaking the Buffalo River ice this past spring. And, you know, we did not suffer any ice jam flooding along the Buffalo River. So that protected communities all the way out into the south towns.
I mean, it's really an incredible thing to have here in Buffalo and Western New York, and not just for what it does, the work it does, but for the historic nature and everything, and everyone enjoys. We were talking earlier, seeing the water shows that it puts on during the summer. Hopefully it warms up here, and we'll get to see a few of those, you know, Cotter water shows with the hoses coming through. How important is the public support in continuing keeping the Cotter going?
Well, the public support is everything, Brian. We're here, and it's an honor to be able to take care of the Edward M. Cotter. We assist the city of Buffalo. It's the city of Buffalo's commitment that we really dependent on. The Edward M. Cotter Conservancy raises money to fill in the gaps between the city's funding and the items that are required. But we're certainly going to need the public support. We're going to need support from other organizations, corporations, and probably some government assistance to get where we need to be.
Yes, this capital campaign that you're announcing today, tell us about the need. What do you need for the repair and maintenance of the Cotter, and what's the goal of this?
Well, Susan, the first phase of our goal is $3 million, and we need to get the boat back into dry dock to address the hull, and that's to keep it in its icebreaking potential. We need to work on the plumbing so that we can keep those water shows going, and engine repairs.
So that's a lot on the docket for just keeping the Cotter going like this. I mean, it operates as an icebreaker, too. And I think a lot of people have a hard time, you know, wrapping their heads around a 125-year-old boat being able to cut through the ice. What makes the Cotter able to do that?
Well, it's a steel belt around the boat, 2 inches of Swedish steel. And the steel that was made in Sweden and in the northern countries is actually the hardest steel available. So we've benefited from that for 125 years of being able to break ice, whether it's to keep the Buffalo River flowing as it should or to maneuver to a fire if necessary.
Wow, it's just amazing, the history of the fireboat and the fact that it's still going strong. And you mentioned the special beer that's being brewed for this anniversary. Tell us about that, too.
Well, our partnerships with their local community are strong. And Bill Metzger, who's a community-minded person and the owner of Gene McCarthy's, had brewed a Cotter Red in our 123rd anniversary. And today he's bringing an Icebreaker IPA online. So we're going to have a press conference at Gene McCarthy's today at noon. And we're going to be kicked off by Father Paul Seil, who's going to give us a blessing. Mayor Chris Scanlon is expected, Councilman Mitch Nowakowski, Commissioner William Rinaldo, and Bill Metzger himself. We'll also introduce Kyle Zappia, the chairman of the 125th Capital Campaign, and Cotterfest itself.
You know, that's really cool to have everybody involved, and you have this beer going. Are people going to be able to buy that beer at Gene McCarthy's, take it home? Is it going to be available just at the restaurant? What do we know?
Brian, you'll be able to buy the beer and enjoy it there, along with their nice food. And then you can also take your growler home with you if you'd like.
All right, that is exciting for everybody. And then Cotterfest is coming up in September. It's only a few months away, Larry. What do you know about that?
It is. It's going to be Saturday, September 20th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Susan, at Riverfest Park. The admission will be $30 with food and beverage included. There'll be music, raffles, auctions, and, of course, the Edward M. Cotter will be there.
Well, great stuff, and can't wait to see what's up in the next year for the 125th anniversary. Happy birthday to the Edward M. Cotter Fireboat. Hey, Larry, thanks so much for being on with us.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate your support.
Of course.
Celebrating the birthday today with the launch of a new beer, and of course, more to come this year as the Cotter's 125 years old.